This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. Wasting no time in this noon hour, enjoying Mozart, the overture to his opera The Impresario, with the Columbia Symphony, conducted by Bruno Walter. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for being on hand. Classical music continues now on a Monday afternoon. We've got Beethoven to enjoy, the fourth violin sonata, in just a few minutes, along with the Ulster Orchestra's rendition of Jean-Francais' Serenade for Orchestra, all just ahead. Continuing on with the New York Philharmonic music of Tchaikovsky, something written in 1880, one of those pieces that came to the composer while they were on vacation. In this case, Tchaikovsky's vacation to Rome in 1880, where he enjoyed, among other things, the artwork of Raphael, who we called the Mozart of painting. It all inspired him to the following orchestral suite that they call the Capriccio Italien. Next for you with the New York Philharmonic, led by Leonard Bernstein on KPR. Music completed in 1880 after a revivifying vacation in the city of Rome, Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italien, as played by the New York Philharmonic, led by Leonard Bernstein, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:27. In the second half of the hour, we await the Ulster Orchestra and a wonderful serenade for orchestra by French composer Jean-Francais, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the KU School of Music, presenting a collection of concerts featuring jazz, orchestral, and other music throughout their current season. More information and full concert schedule available at music.ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, some light rain and 73 degrees. We have a 30% chance of continued showers and temperatures around 77 today. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms for this evening, the low of 54. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at airefugeeslawrence.org. Time now for some Beethoven. We've got one of his violin sonatas, one written in 1801, violin sonata number 4 in A minor next. Violinist Augustine Dumay and at piano Maria Zhao Piresh on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1801 by Beethoven, his fourth violin sonata in A minor, played by violinist Augustine Dumay and pianist Maria Zhao Piresh, today on Kansas Public Radio. There's about 10 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. We've got classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. We'll bring you All Things Considered at that time, and then Destiny as Classical Music tonight at 7. Speaking of Destiny as part of KPR's annual Live Day, which is on Friday night, October 24th, join us for a free concert with Destiny and Mermegan and friends. It's an evening of spooky tales and tunes, live at the Lawrence Public Library, and broadcast on KPR stations. That'll be on Friday night, October 24th at 7 p.m. The admission's free, but we ask you to RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org if you plan on joining us. Here at the KU campus, light rain and 73 degrees, 30% chance of continued showers for our afternoon, and 60% chance of showers for this evening. Tonight, cloudy with lows in the mid-50s. We have one more performance for you, the Ulster Orchestra, with something for the year by neoclassical composer Jean-Francais and his Serenade for Orchestra, next on KPR. Serenade for Orchestra, from French composer Jean Francais. We heard the Ulster Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is about 1 p.m., NPR News just ahead. Classical music continues on in the next hour, where we'll hear the one and only recording the KPR Music Library has of A Piano Quintet by Camille Saint-Saëns, not to mention a Dutch poem for cello and orchestra. That and many other wonderful classical offerings still to come here on a Monday afternoon. We've got light rain and here at the KU campus at the moment 73 degrees. We're on our way to a high of about 77 and a 30% chance of continued afternoon showers. Tonight, 60% chance of showers with cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s, and we should have a 30% chance of continued showers for Tuesday. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Hey. Morning Edition is every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, K210CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From Sergei Prokofiev, his autumnal sketch for orchestra, an early work by Prokofiev and played there by the Scottish National Orchestra. Nimi Yarvi, our conductor. It's our 1 p.m. hour of the classics. I'm Jeff Watson. Glad you could be here, and I think you'll enjoy what we've got coming up. The Netherlands Chamber Orchestra joining us a bit later on down the line. A Dutch poem for cello and orchestra by one composer, Henriette Bosmans. Her work on display in just a little bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. We continue on with Ensemble Musique Oblique. We have chamber music composed in 1855 by Camille Saint-Saëns. And this is apparently the only recording in all of the KPR's music library of this particular work, the Piano Quintet by Saint-Saëns. Some music that was inspired, in part, and dedicated to his great-aunt, one Charlotte Gaillard Masson, who had helped Saint-Saëns, as a young boy, take his first steps to performing on piano. Piano Quintet in A Minor, the Ensemble Musique Oblique, next on Kansas Public Radio. French chamber music, composed in 1855. The Piano Quintet in A Minor by Camille Saint-Saëns. The one and only recording of that work from the KPR Music Library, or of the musicians' Ensemble Musique Oblique. The time is 1:43. And at the top of the hour, of course, news from NPR, more classical music until 3 p.m. Then it'll be time for All Things Considered, and following that, tonight at 7, Classical Music with Destiny. Tonight, Limelight, City Lights, and Modern Times. Some city memories are in store for you on tonight's program. Plus, a symphony by Dvorak, one that's not often played, but equally as epic as the others. Classical Music with Destiny. That is tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. and Classics Live from 8 to 9. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the KC Civic Orchestra, presenting works by Stravinsky, Tchaikovsky, Debussy, and Mendelssohn, Sunday, October 12th at 3 p.m. in the Midwest Trust Center. Open to the public, but reservation is required. at kccivic.org. We have now the Netherlands Chamber Orchestra to listen to, and some music from a Dutch composer, one born in 1895, one Henriette Hilda Bosmans. She was born to a mother and father who were a cello and piano duo with the Concertgebouw Orchestra. It was quite natural that she would first learn the art of music from her parents and then later from her teachers at the Amsterdam Conservatory. Here is a poem she wrote for cello and orchestra. Dimitri Fechtman, our cellist with the Netherlands Chamber Orchestra, on Kansas Public Radio. Poem for a cello and orchestra from Dutch composer Henriette Bosmans. We heard the Netherlands Chamber Orchestra with cellist Dimitri Fechtman here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now just about time for NPR News. And classics in the next hour bring us, among other things, the Symphony in C Major by Bizet. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers, the children's music group as seen on Disney Plus, on Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Unexpected on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Your Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsberg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Boston Pops there, under conductor Frederick Fennell, and a little tune by composer Leroy Anderson called The Girl in Satin. And this is Kansas Public Radio. Classical music on a Monday afternoon continues until 3 p.m., and I'm Jeff Watson, here with you for it. Coming up, an Italian flute and guitar serenade, and the return of the New York Philharmonic Orchestra back for a French symphony, the Symphony in C by Georges Bizet, one of his earliest creations, coming up on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being with us today. Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra will keep things moving. And from English composer John Ireland, we have a piece of music whose title is exactly what the music promises. We've got next an epic march on Kansas Public Radio. Lively go-around there with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, conducted by Eric Kunzel, with the epic march from English composer John Ireland here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:17, and we are about 10 minutes away from a performance by the New York Philharmonic, something that was an incredible musical achievement for a 17-year-old composer at the time, the Symphony in C by Georges Bizet, coming up in, as I say, about 10 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute. Dr. Barbara Ballard and Student Advisory Board alum Jesse Burbank moderate Healthcare in the U.S. Constitution with Harvard Law's I. Glenn Cohen on October 15th at 7 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org. And Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. Next on KPR, an Italian piece for flute and guitar, a short serenade in the key of D major by composer Ferdinando Carulli and performed by flutist Peter Lucas Graf, guitarist Konrad Rogoznik, on Kansas Public Radio. Serenade No. 6 in D Major from composer Ferdinando Carulli. Flutist Peter Lucas Graf, joined by guitarist Konrad Rogoznik, on Kansas Public Radio. About a minute now before 2:30. At 3 p.m., time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, catch more classical music in the evening with Destiny, your host, starting tonight at 7. On the program tonight, Limelight, City Lights, and Modern Times. Some city memories are in store for you in this evening's music, plus a symphony by Dvorak that's not often played, but equally as epic as the others. Classical music gets going with Destiny tonight at 7 p.m., then from 8 to 9, it'll be Classics Live on KPR. And speaking of Destiny, again this year, KPR's Live Day broadcast presents Destiny in a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library. That'll be on Friday night, October 24th. The admission's free, but seating is limited, so please RSVP now at kansaspublicradio.org. Then hope you can join us for a night of spooky tunes, tales, and bad jokes for Halloween. Friday night, October 24th at 7, presented by Kansas Public Radio. Once again this afternoon, we have with us the New York Philharmonic and conductor Leonard Bernstein. In this instance, we have music by the great Georges Bizet, and one of his earliest musical accomplishments, something he wrote in 1855. He was 17 years old at the time and a student of Charles Gounod at the Paris Conservatory. And for his instructor, he wrote what is evidently his very first symphony, in C major, not a piece that was ever performed in Bizet's lifetime. That had to wait until 1935, after the score turned up in the archives of the Paris Conservatory. Symphony in C major, the New York Philharmonic, led by Leonard Bernstein, next on KPR. One of the earliest musical achievements by composer Georges Bizet, composed in 1855, his Symphony in C Major, composed when he was 17 years of age. Performed today by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Leonard Bernstein, here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is just about 3 p.m., All Things Considered from NPR News, just ahead. And then later on tonight, music continues with Destiny. Classical music with Destiny from 7 to 8 p.m. and from 8 to 9, Classics Live. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for this afternoon's music on KPR. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com. It's 3 o'clock.